Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Jürgen Klopp var en extremt skuffet man efter tapet mot Burnley. Her pausepraten fredag 22. januar ved Mari Lunde. Et enormt slag I trynet, det sa Klopp efter tapet for Burnley på Anfield I går kveld. Som førte til at Liverpools ubeseirede rekke på Anfield I ligasammenheng endte på 68 kamper. Et straffespark måtte til for å skille Klopp og Sean Dyche sine menn. Det kom etter at Alisson felte Ashley Barnes. Barnes tok straffen selv og satte den I mål bak brasilianeren. Klopp var ekstremt skuffet etter tapet, mener han skyld I formsvikten, og mener Liverpools største problem at spillerne sliter med å ta avgjørelser.
Vi created some situations. That's all okay, but in the final moment, obviously our decision making is not right in the moment. That's the problem. So you have the ball in the right place, then you don't shoot, then you pass. I'm pretty sure I said the same thing last week. And the problem is something doesn't work. You have to try harder, longer, more often, and so again and again, and make better decisions. So, but it's. It obviously didn't work out tonight, and that's what we have to admit, and nothing to say about, and that's why we lost the game.
På spillebørsen på Liverpool.no var Joel Matip den eneste som fikk 7 poeng, da vi mener han en av få som kunne gå med hodet hevet etter kampen. I motsatt ende finner vi Trent Alexander-Arnold som fikk 4 poeng av redaksjonen, og bare 2,33 poeng på folkebørsen. Den unge skauseren inne I en fryktelig svak periode, og trenger desperat litt selvtillit. Også Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain fikk en 4 på børsen og 2,68 på folkebørsen. Han vil mye, men et godt steg unna den store formen. Etter bare 3 poeng og 1 scoring på de siste 5 kampene, kan det tyde på at Klopp har med slitne spillere å gjøre. Etter skader på nøkkelspillere, spesielt på midtstopperplass, hadde nok de fleste forventet at Liverpool ville handle I dette januarvinduet. Det fikk Klopp spørsmål om etter tapet mot Burnley, og det kan virke som sjefen finner situasjonen litt frustrerende. Det ikke min avgjørelse om vi gjør noe på overgangsmarkedet eller ikke. Det må være klart, sa Klopp. Men ikke noe jeg tenker på. Vi kan spille mye bedre med denne spillergruppen, og det min bekymring. Klopp tror selvtilliten til spillerne et problem.
That confidence is not on the highest level. I think that's so obvious that I don't have to mention it. You can see it in specific moments. Again, a lot of, it's like 90% of all what the boys did all the time is still there. But the decisive 10% are in a moment missing. So now we have to work on these decisive 10%.
Når det går så trått, så det fristende å grave seg ned I selvmedlidenhet eller ta til sosiale medier og rase fra seg. Men James Milner ber om tålmodighet. Midtbaneveteranen kommer med gode poenger på Twitter og Instagram, hvor han skriver at «You'll never walk alone» aldri har vært mer viktig. At sammen vi sterkest, spillere og supportere, og nå må vi kjempe oss tilbake. Og det ingen tid å miste, det ikke tid til å henge med hodet, for allerede søndag skal de rødkledde I dyst igjen, denne gangen I FA-cupen. Der vendte Manchester United på Old Trafford, akkurat en uke etter at det ble 0-0 mot samme motstander på Anfield. I den forbindelse holdt Klopp en relativt kort pressekonferanse fredag ettermiddag. Der ble selvtillit nok en gang et av temaene.
Confidence is not nothing naturally given to normal people at least. So you have to some things have to work out that you can build confidence. That's how it is, and it didn't work out at least in the final third for us in the last few games. So that's why we had to mention the word confidence. But it's nothing. It's not didn't disappear and we cannot find it at all anymore. But you have to work. You have to work, and that's what we do.
Igjen tok Klopp skylden for formsvikten og mener han ikke har fortalt laget det de skal gjøre klart nok. Nå må de endre hvordan de spiller, sa han også, men akkurat hvordan de skal gjøre det, det vil han ikke avsløre.
That we want to change the situation, you can imagine, and that's what we do now. So it's just nothing really to say about how we do it and so on. In the end, what we do is for the outside world not too important. For them it's only important that we change it, and but we have to work on the details that we say like this. In the end, we have to play football, we have to create, we have to defend, we have to score 100%. We know that, and that's what we try to do again on Sunday.
Du har akkurat lyttet til pauseprat det siste døgnet med Liverpool fra Liverpool Supporterklubb Norge. En nyhetssending som legges ut på alle hverdager. For flere nyheter kan du alltid besøke liverpool.no.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc. Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.